This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast. We want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 369 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we've got Jimmy and Morgan back with their trip report from the Disney Nerds Meetup weekend. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
I'm still in my Disney depression.
Well, I hope we waited enough time. It's about 2 weeks after you got back, so I gave you some time.
I know, but honestly, it was one of those, once you get there and you've done it, you're like, why did I want to go back? You know this.
Oh, I do know. How about you, Jimmy? Did you make it out of that return home depression?
Only because I booked a trip for January.
Ah, that's the only cure. There you go.
Yeah, that's the only cure.
And Morgan may be coming. She hasn't told me for sure yet. So she may be coming. Claire and Mom may be joining me and Kim in January. So she may, once she books that trip, she'll get over it pretty quickly. She'll start looking forward to January.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Mom said no, but I might be able to turn that around.
You want me to talk to her?
Yeah, because honest, and we'll get into that. Jimmy has a better influence on my mother than I do, and we'll get into that once we talk about this trip.
Sure. Your mom loves me.
He's the consultant.
You have better influence on my mother than I do.
Loves me. I don't know what to tell you.
She can't say no.
No.
Very cool. Okay, well, that's what we're talking about, is the trip you guys had to Walt Disney World, and you kind of staggered it a little bit, where I think Morgan got there first, Jimmy showed up, Morgan left, and Jimmy stayed there. However, you were both there for the entire week of the weekend, and how was your trip?
Trip was good. So I did get there first. I got there the Saturday before our meetup. Actually stayed in a timeshare, stayed off property for half of it, and then went on property. I actually, for the beginning half of my trip, did not, except for Disney Springs, didn't go into a park until Jimmy got there. So it was actually kind of interesting because...
How many days?
So that was 4-5 days?
Wow. I could not have done that.
I got there on Tuesday evening, but we didn't go to a park Tuesday evening. You met up with us Tuesday evening at Springs.
Me and yep.
First day in the park was Wednesday. You got there on Saturday, and your first day in the park was Wednesday.
Yep. I did go to the other park. I did do Universal.
Okay. One day, 2 days?
Just
did that one day, because honestly, like, that's
really all you need.
All you needed. Right. Things started closing there about 3-4 o'clock, which was really, really odd.
So you have an annual pass, so you could have gone to Disney more, but you were there with your mom.
Yes.
Who had limited amount of days to go to the parks.
Yes. And we were dealing with rain from the tropical storm, hurricane, whatever it was at that time. So we did lose one day in the park because it was just raining. That was the day we were supposed to meet you in Animal Kingdom.
It was not bad at all. It was like misty. Y'all should have came.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mom just wasn't feeling it that day, so. But honestly, like, it was nice to just kind of like enjoy the area, and like I said, I did Disney Spring 2 or 3 times before even our Thursday night meetup, our annual premium meetup.
It's Disney Springs is wonderful.
Yes.
Any time of the year, but especially during Christmas. I mean, when me and Christina got there Tuesday night, I mean, as soon as we walked in, you walk into the Christmas tree and it's snowing and it's
snoping.
But it was really, really nice. It's pretty incredible.
Awesome. Me and Christina got a little holiday treat before the live show started on Tuesday. We got the Mickey holiday dome cake from Amorette's Patisserie. So good.
Beautiful too. It was almost too pretty to eat, to be honest with you. It looks so pretty. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what was bad is we actually went there to go get it. I put a picture on our group page. It was like supposed to be a Baby Yoda, the child pastry cake kind of thing. Evidently, they only make 40 a day at that time. So by the time we got there at night, they were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not complaining. The holiday cake was good.
Now, imagine them making those type of concessions where they have to actually cut it off at a certain number just because they're expecting not that many people or employees or stuff like that. Okay, so real quick, let's backtrack.
I think it's the opposite.
As far as?
I think they want it to be limited so it creates like a kind of a demand, a draw. Like, oh, we got to get over there and get it because they're only making 40, so we got to go get it early.
Yeah.
That goes against the whole.
I'm just telling you. Now, but what happens is people go there and they don't have one of the child, so what do they do?
Get something else.
There was a line in there. I mean,
I guess it's the whole point of getting Hollywood Studios reservations for park resis, right? Just to get on Rise of Resistance. And if you don't get on it, you're probably going to ride something else.
Yeah.
Morgan and Christina went in there and there was a line. There was a line at Emirates on Tuesday night. You probably waited 15 minutes.
Yeah. And honestly, like, that's not bad for Emirates every time I've ever gone there, especially at night. Because that's when, of course, more people go to Springs. There's always some kind of line. So 10, 15 minutes is not a bad wait for Emirates.
The weekends at Springs are Saturday night at Springs is out the box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, Corona, what? It's like it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, that's the local population, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, there's just not a lot of other things to do. So everybody goes to Springs.
Right. I do have to say that just like the parks, Disney Springs, you do have a temperature check. You do have a bag check now, which there was not a bag check before COVID.
Interesting is only bag check if you park a car.
Yes.
If you come off a Disney bus, there's no bag check.
Yeah. Still a temperature check.
Still a temperature check, but no bag check.
Because I guess you're in the Disney bubble because you've used Disney transportation. So they're assuming your bag has already been checked.
So we went for the first meetup, which was at, you know, the original meetup was supposed to be the fireworks event at Epcot, but we moved to Splitsville because no fireworks. I rode over with Morgan and her mom, and me, Christina, Morgan, and her mom rode over together in their car. And we had a bunch of bags of stuff it took us a little while to get through security because we had three or four bags. They didn't give us any grief over anything, but they did have to search everything.
Right, right. And you always get the one enthusiastic guy that wants to search just a little bit extra.
Morgan got him on Saturday for the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Christina had – I went through with no bags.
How?
I let them carry two bags. Like, I carried them all the way to security and handed them off just in case they got hung up. I can make a run to the back and meet people.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Good point.
But Christina, like, the guy looked at it, kind of peeked in it, lifted it. Like, okay, you're good to go. Morgan's guy, like, took everything out the damn bag. It was like.
We had somebody like that last year, too.
Yeah. It really depends on who you get.
Right. Okay, well, let's get back to the first day's event. So we had to switch it over to Disney Springs, which we kind of used that as our plan B. We had it set up. Where'd we have it and how'd it go? How was the beginning of it?
So we had it at Splitsville.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. I'd probably have an event there again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they did a fantastic job.
Well, where did they put everybody?
So we were upstairs in like this corner. This separate room almost, where we had our own entrance, about 1, 2, 3, like 2 or 3 high top tables, and then probably 5 or 6 or 7 just regular tables.
Mm-hmm. And a section of the bar.
And a corner of the bar.
Yep. Oh, nice. Okay, to hang out or just to get drinks?
We had this overlook of Disney Springs. So we were on the second floor, and like we had these huge windows. You could look out and you saw...
there's a flight balloon.
Yeah, you saw the AMC theater right beside us. You saw
the lake.
The lake and the Spanish restaurant that I'm drawing a blank on. Like
Jaleos?
Jaleos, yes. So it was a really pretty view as well. Right.
Nice.
And so it was all you can drink for 3 hours, which was pretty cool.
What kind of drinks?
Bottled beer. They had a list, but it was most bottled beers, draft mm-hmm. beer, call brand liquors, and wines.
Nice. Okay, very cool.
So another thing that was really good about Splitsville that Disney did not give us the option of is that if you were 21 or older at Disney, you paid the alcohol price regardless if you would wanted to drink or not.
Right. You mean at Epcot?
At Epcot, at Disney, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So at Splitsville, you got a choice. If you said, look, I'm over 21, but I don't want to drink. I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. It's fine because they gave us wristbands. So only the people. So mm-hmm. you didn't have to pay $70 to go.
Oh, that's cool.
It's tough to pay $70 if you're not drinking for 3 hours. Net, just sure. for some pizza and sushi and chicken tenders.
Right.
But so it was only $35 if you're not a drinker.
And if you are a drinker, that's 3 hours, $70. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Right. And some food.
And some food.
Right. Okay. Well, before we get to the food, how many of our friends showed up?
I'd have to do a head count, but if I had to just say it off the top of my head, I would imagine probably about 35, 36 people.
Oh, yeah, I think awesome. I think that's what we got when we looked at it.
Right. That's the biggest thing I missed is just the people that showed up. Okay. So we had that nice little area. The drinks were all set up, and you just started talking about the food. What kind of food did they give you?
We had pizza, chicken fingers, and sushi. We had, eight pizzas?
We had eight pizzas, which there were two. There were four different types of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had 100 pieces of sushi.
Wow.
And then 36 chicken tenders.
Yep.
And then the sushi got destroyed.
Sushi was gone.
So nice. I ordered another 100 pieces. That was another really good thing is that they were flexible. They're like, look, what do you want? Your food's running low. Do you want more of this? There still was some pizzas out. So I'm like, people are not really going after the pizza. They're really going after the sushi. So let's do another 100 pieces of sushi.
And bear in mind that sushi at Splitsville, like people have said, that's the best sushi on property at Splitsville.
It's really good sushi.
It's just crazy to think about that. The bowling alley sushi being the best on property.
Especially with Morimoto being right there too.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's because you know how they share restaurants over Magic Kingdom. Maybe that's part of it over at Springs. They might be sharing the restaurants with the,
And what's cool was, so they're like, yeah, I said, can we just do another 100 pieces of sushi? Yeah, we'll just add that on your bill. And it was like, $125 for 100 pieces, another 100 pieces of sushi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So it's like $1 a piece of sushi. That's not a terrible, terrible price.
Oh, right now.
And I think you might have only taken maybe 5 pieces back to your room. Like it.
Yep.
But you still took them.
Still got killed.
Yeah. The extra 100 pieces still mostly got taken care of.
Right.
There might have been 5 or 6 pieces of sushi left and a couple pieces of pizza that I'd packed up because I don't eat usually when I'm drinking. So I threw it in the to-go box and took it back to the room and ate it in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. While you guys were hanging out drinking, what were you doing? Was everybody just hanging out and talking? Did anybody bowl arcade nobody games bowled. Or anything like that?
Everybody had the option of bowling, but nobody chose to bowl. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were sitting down at tables. Some were roaming. Like me, I'm a roamer. I like to walk around and go table to table and talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people just sat with the group they were with, which is also great because some people, we had quite a few people that have not been to an event.
Yeah.
That met new people. Like our friends, Chris and Terry. They sat with my parents the whole night.
I can actually see that. They'd have a good time.
They chatted with my parents. Like, they really enjoyed just hanging out with my parents. And so it was a really good time.
Oh, very cool. How late did everybody stay till?
We had to push Jimmy out.
Did you kick out at the 3-hour mark, or did you stay after that?
They didn't really kick you out because the bar was still open. Like, after they cut us off.
Well, that's what I meant. How long did you stay after the quote-unquote event was done?
20, 30 minutes probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jimmy closed the restaurant down. We had to nudge him out.
They're waiting for us to leave. I'm like, there's people still bowling.
Yeah.
Like, fine. We're not stopping them from doing anything they need to do.
Right.
We're just standing here talking.
Yeah.
So after they cut, after our bar closed, I went to the bar and ordered me and somebody else a couple of drinks.
Some more sushi?
Yeah, I think you got Jennifer and you another drink before the bar closed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I went paid out of pocket for that.
Good point. What time did the bar close?
10 o'clock.
10. Yeah. Okay, that was all Disney Springs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they, you know, so it was 6 to 9, our event. So they literally shut the doors at 10. Like, they stop serving, I think, at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10, they're ready to close. And I think on the weekends, they've been staying open later now. So on Friday and Saturdays, they've been staying open till 11.
Yeah.
But this was a Thursday night, so it was still 10 o'clock.
Sure.
And even at 9 o'clock, they weren't like trying to push our group out. Like I said, we stayed until the restaurant was closed. Well, after the restaurant was closed,
mm-hmm.
I mean, people left on their own. But I mean, it was a great event. I don't think anybody has any complaints. Everybody got some swag. Jimmy did wristbands for everybody.
Okay, that's right. For color-coded communication, like colors and.
Yep, he did green, yellow, red. So basically, depending on your comfort level in this world of COVID that we live, you know, red meant 6 feet, yellow, maybe a handshake, green, you know, let's hug it out.
Wow.
And I feel like pretty much everybody grabbed a green, maybe one or two yellows.
Yeah, I don't think anybody grabbed a red.
I did, but I grabbed all three colors just to be funny.
Confusing.
We talked about that a little bit before me and Morgan talked about that a little bit before we start when we're at the event. I'm like, you know, I don't think anybody's going to grab a red because if you're that concerned, you probably wouldn't come to the event. So, you know,
Well, you had red wristbands to give away at the next event then.
I don't know where the wristbands are. Morgan,
I have all of the wristbands. They are in a bin here in my office. And
did you use them for Thanksgiving?
No, because it was just, you know, me and the people in my house already. So, you know.
Yeah, when we left, I grabbed my little to-go box with sushi and pizza and I left.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I have all three bags of wristbands, all three colors. I think Jimmy has the keychains.
I have some of the keychains.
Nice. Okay, so that was Thursday night. And then Friday night, we had our annual. What are we up to now? Sixth annual, seventh annual?
This is our seventh annual meetup weekend.
Sample-thon. Mm-hmm.
The sample-thon.
So probably, the sample-thon's probably only actually...
I wanted to say six, but it could be...
Four or five?
I thought we did sample-thon from beginning, no?
No.
I think we still called it the seventh annual sample-thon, though.
Because it was the scavenger... It was always the sample-thon and then the scavenger hunt. I always thought those were whatever. But anyway, so our quote unquote seventh annual sample-thon. Where'd you guys meet this year? It was in Mexico. No, Canada, right?
Canada again.
Mm-hmm.
But Canada is better suited for getting everybody together. Like when we did it in Mexico,
it's too crowded.
Too crowded.
Yeah.
Too confined. There's a little bit more space in Canada.
Yeah, there's a little.
I mean, we ended up back in the same exact spot that we were last year, like, yep. which is like right along the water right there.
Sure.
And that's just a big wide, right before you get there coming from the center, there's a bottleneck in front of that refreshment port and all. But when you get to right where we were, it opens up wide and goes one way to La Cellier and another way around the, you know, so that
around the
area,
corner.
It's right where it turns.
Yeah.
I remember there was tables and chairs there on the side. Well, there was just tables, I think, at the time. But maybe
and the tables are still there.
Yeah. All tables. We had like two or three tables, or maybe two tables and a trash can mm-hmm. that everybody congregated around.
Yeah, and, probably trash can counts as a table.
Absolutely.
At Disney, they do.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this event, for this Appathon, how many people do you think you got? It's always hard to tell because people show up and leave as you go. But what do you think you started out with?
Probably about 25, I guess.
Nice.
It did grow because some people were late.
Some mm-hmm. people met us toward the middle. Yeah.
It
grew as, like, by the time we got to France. When we got to France, we probably had close to 40.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Actually, even before we stopped in the...
In the UK?
No, in that one... The building that had the three...
World Showplace.
Yeah. So that's normally a closed off area. Like, they normally have it only open for private parties, but they put three booths in there as well as
that's
merchandise.
Odd. Yeah.
Three or four.
But it actually worked out really well. So basically, it is this big open space. They have it
air conditioned,
enclosed. When you first walk in, there's already some tall tables, merchandise off to the side. And then you go in further and you've got the three or four stands. Mm-hmm. So I stopped, and was like, okay, everybody go get what they want. Come back here and we'll do trivia. And that actually was probably like the best spot that we've done trivia at, because you weren't dealing with outside crowds.
Right.
Makes sense. But it was such a great area that there was a couple of tall top tables. But then behind that was a wall.
Yeah.
So we had like a lot of people like just sitting on the floor kind of, and they were all just spread around. Some people were sitting down. The little kids were sitting down in front.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So we almost had like our own like pretty decent sized section.
So we pretty much just did trivia there. We did a whole bunch of questions, gave out a bunch of prizes, which, you know, Pixie Purchases with April kindly donated. Mm-hmm. As a sponsor for us.
They're always great. She's great with that.
And they were great prizes. There was everything from, we had Baby Yoda stickers and pens and...
Wow, nice.
Like
face masks, like Disney face masks.
Yep. So, I mean, we had a bunch of great stuff to give out to people.
To give out between the scavenger hunt and the trivia. We separated some stuff and a drink.
Yeah, for the trivia, Jimmy actually had me pick a hard question, because if you guys have ever been to one of our meetups before, we do different levels. We do easy, medium, hard. We do even have questions for kids. Mm-hmm. And so Jimmy said, pick a hard one.
Gotta have one.
I found one of the hardest ones I could find, and whoever won it got a drink on Jimmy.
At the Rose and Crown, which was our next stop.
Do you know it off the top of your head?
What the question was?
Yeah, because I didn't hear it, so I'd like a shot at it.
If not,
we'll do it offline. No big deal. Did you guys make it around to the planners?
Yeah.
Was that the goal?
Yep. Okay. Made it all the planners.
The band was playing.
And for those listening for the first time, our Sample-thon basically is a chance to walk around Epcot in the food and wine season with our friends. So we meet up with everybody, like we said, in Canada. We get our group and we walk around. Did you guys have glow sticks again this year?
I didn't do glow sticks, and we didn't do flags.
Okay, because I like the glow stick idea, because last year we had so many people, and the glow sticks were cool because you could always spot the group because the glow sticks stood out.
Yeah.
And that was always a cool
sight. I think this year, because we weren't sure how many people were going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little different because I just didn't coordinate well with Joe Spady on the flags. So then by the time I got to talking to him, I didn't think I'd get him in time. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't know how many people's really going to be there anyway.
Right.
We'll just figure it out.
Sure. And I'd rather have it happen this way, where we didn't bring anything and had a lot of people show up, because that's the best way. That's just like, okay, that's awesome.
Next year, we'll do the glow sticks again.
Yeah.
Well, those are cool because
glow sticks, we ended up, the meet ended up getting canceled because of the hurricane.
Oh, right.
And we ended up cracking all the glow sticks sitting around the table at All Star Movies.
I mean, last year they worked really well, though.
Yeah, and it was, like I said, it's cool seeing the colors because you can kind of basically spot the group. And with 40 people, you know, it just looks really cool to see everybody kind of moving around in a big amoeba blob.
And I feel like, didn't we do all of them were one color? So
they were LSU purple last year.
Last year I did purple because our flags were purple and gold because LSU beat Florida. So I had to rub that in a little bit on Heidi and Frank and Chris Hiller and Hiller and Stephanie and the new baby Bentley got to come. They met up with us in the UK right in front of Roots and Crown.
Mm-hmm. Bentley's my new boyfriend, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah,
he's great.
Very cool.
He was very cute. First time I met him, and he just like within like 5 minutes, he actually grabbed my face and gave me a big old kiss.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, I had to tell my boyfriend when I got home that I got kissed by somebody else, but he understood.
Yeah, very, very understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, so we made it to the planners. That's usually the end up place where we get to, because usually we're there to watch the concert, the Eat to the Beat concert. Did they have anything going on?
They didn't have anything going on, and actually, we didn't end the night there because they didn't have anything going on. Like, once, you know, it got past a certain point, like, some people, you know, wanted to go elsewhere. We kind of let everybody kind of go where they want, and the rest of us just kept going along and stopping to get drinks, stopping to get food, and I think we made it all the way to, what, like, Refreshment Port or China before Epcot was closed.
Yeah, okay. So what happens? They close Epcot, and then everything closes, and you walk out?
Pretty much.
Where'd you end up going? Or did everybody split the ways, and that was it?
Well, that was probably, I had checked into Art of Animation where Jimmy was at that point. So we jumped on the Skyliner and went back to Art of Animation.
Was the bar open at the Art of Animation? Well, actually, do they have a bar at the Art of Animation?
Yeah, they have the drop off, the pool bar.
Drop off. All right. So it's the Finding Nemo pool.
Okay.
So the bar is called the drop off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Totally understand that. That makes so much sense. That's great.
So that's where kids drop off your parents.
Yeah, actually, very cool.
I don't think any time I've walked by the pool, the bar was open.
It closed at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But even during the day.
Apparently, only people with more money get to drink late.
Evidently.
Because Martha's Vineyard, which is the bar at Beach Club, stays open until 11.
Yeah, about that.
You rabble at the value resorts.
It's worth it for them to stay open.
Yeah.
The drinks. Okay, so.
Abracadabra at the boardwalk, because me and Kim were at the boardwalk later in the week, and it closed at 10 o'clock too. So I'm just kidding a little bit. But
right. If I'm not mistaken, Abracadabra always oddly closed early.
It did.
And maybe it's weekend times too.
The Bellevue is not even open at Boardwalk because it's a small area, and ESPN Bar is not open yet.
Oh, wow.
So the Abracadabra is the only place. But one night, like, an Abracadabra is small.
I was going to say, I thought that was tight.
It is. So, but you can only go in there if you have a seat. If there's no seats available, you can walk up to the bar, but you have to walk out. Which there's some bars on the patio, but me and Kim's like, I'm not paying that. So we went down like to the store, and we bought Kim a bottle of wine, and I bought like a 6-pack of beer, and we just went and sit outside of the table on the boardwalk.
There you go.
Like a bottle of sparkling wine. So we popped the top, and
it's probably cheaper that way anyway.
Way cheaper that way. Yeah. So just sat out by the boardwalk and
hung out,
me, Kim, and Christina.
Very cool. Okay, so getting to our final event, the event I've been looking forward to listening and hearing about. Scavenger Hunt Saturday. We have our scavenger hunt every Saturday morning at the different parks, and this year was at Hollywood Studios. We wanted to take advantage of the new lands, which was the Toy Story Land and the Galaxy's Edge areas. So how did it go? Everybody meet up at okay over, I guess it was Grand Avenue?
Yeah, right. I think it actually went really good as far as like, so if you did a group room and stayed at one of the value, you were Art of Animation and all you had to do was jump on the Skyliner. So that made that really convenient. Just Skyliner straight to Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We met in, there's a bunch of seating across from Pizza Rizzo. And that's where we met. Jimmy got everybody in teams. He voluntold some people. Won't say any names. My mother.
I said, you want to, I said, Cleo, you want to hunt?
She goes, no, I'm good.
No, I think I'm good. No, I said, no, you want to hunt? She said, okay. So I got her on a team with a couple other people. And I think she was glad she did it after she did it.
Good. Yep. And actually, he even did that with my friend Danielle. So my mom and my friend Danielle were staying with me in Art of Animation. He did the same thing to Danielle and Christina, who was staying with him, and put them on a team with Veronica and her kids.
Her kids bailed on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people did you think showed up? And then how many teams did you send out?
So we had a total of six teams.
Five or six.
Total of six, but I put Michelle and Ian on their own team because I figured they wouldn't make it through the end, and they didn't. So I put them on their own team intentionally. So we had six. We had five teams. We had total of six teams. Five teams returned.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, that's good. That's not bad.
Probably went and drank somewhere, and they bailed on it. They started it. Michelle doesn't have patience for that type of stuff. Ian probably, if I put Ian on like a team with somebody else, he would love that.
Yeah.
But his wife doesn't have patience for that type of stuff. So I didn't figure they would return. So it worked out because we only had five presents. We only had five bags to give out.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So
we did do one rule differently because it was Hollywood Studios. If you were lucky enough to get a boarding pass,
right.
We did let people separate from the group and go do their boarding pass, and then of course come right back to the group and help them finish the rest of the scavenger hunt. That was the only change to our rules that we normally do every year.
Nice. Normally require everybody to stay together in one group and do it as a group, but I'm like, I get it. If you guys have a boarding pass, you're not going to want to pass that up. Group gets called, you're going to want to go do that. So, sure.
And the whole idea is that we want to keep the group together so they don't have like a group of five people send their five people out and get pictures all at different times while a group of two people are stuck because they can't do that. So we've always had it where they would take the picture of everybody in the group together with what we're looking for. Scavenger hunts have always been fun. I've always been doing them ever since I can remember, and we did them with the kids and stuff, where it's just a bunch of puzzles and facts and things like that you don't know, and you twist it around and some really cool questions and stories, and you figure it out.
Did like the scavenger hunt. We got, everybody was like, oh, this was so cool. Even my friend Danielle, who is a former cast member, said, I learned so much that I didn't know even as a cast member from doing the scavenger hunt.
Sure. And that's the best part about it, is learning new stuff about Disney, which we all love to do. I learned so much as I'm putting it together, and then I get to pass all that on to whoever gets to show up and do the hunt with us.
Yeah.
So that's a fun part about it. How many falcons were found? I know the big falcon, you have the little falcon that's in the toy store. Do you remember if anybody found any more falcons?
Yeah, actually, I've got the answer books. Hold on, let me go grab them.
Oh, yeah, sure. So this year was Hollywood Studios, and every year we do a different place. Next year, still not sure what we're going to do yet.
I'm waiting for you to decide.
Yeah. No, I have to give it some thought. It's kind of tough because not being there, I haven't got my full fill of Hollywood Studios. So it's tough to kind of say goodbye to that already as far as the hunt goes. But we'll see. We'll get time to start thinking about it.
While I was there, somebody asked me for a blank?
Your mom.
My mom asked me for one of the blank hunts.
And like I gave her two.
Right.
Somebody she knows wanted to go back, like that wasn't there, but somebody she knew that was coming or going to Disney wanted to do the hunt.
Nice. And what I do is I'll post that every time we do these scavenger hunts each year. I'll post the hunt online, and then I'll throw the link in our Facebook page, on our website, in a blog post, and we'll attach it to this show's show notes too. So if you do want to go down in the next couple months, you'll probably be able to do the hunt. It went through the Muppet area, it went through Galaxy's Edge, and it went through Toy Story Mania. And it's basically, if you can be there at the time you have the hunt in your hand, you're going to be able to solve it all. I kept it pretty fun for the majority of each page, had probably about 75%. Hey, if you're just looking around and you're observant, you're going to be able to answer it. And there was only one or two per page that were tough. Did anybody find the Buster's address?
Everybody found Buster's address.
Nice. Actually. Okay, that's cool. That was a worry I had.
We only had five teams to grade, so it was actually really quick. I graded them all. Mm-hmm. Jimmy rounded them up, and I was key master.
Nice. Do you have the team name of that one?
Yes, the Resistance one, which was Courtney, her mom Renee. I'm drawing blanks on names. I need Jimmy to help.
Oh, that's right. The Resistance was, you know, golden, and the extra names are bonus.
But yeah. So Courtney and Logan, her boyfriend.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
They're like a couple now because of the scavenger hunt last year.
That's yep. right. They were teamed up.
They were on the same team last year, and now they're a thing. So not only does Ed do scavenger hunt, but also a match maker.
So hey, you know, next year,
a match.
If you're in the hunt next year, it's more than one reason for the hunt.
Yeah, there's more than one kind of hunting going on at the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Love of your life. You can learn stuff about Disney and find the love of your life. So I think they had a perfect score. From Wood.
They got 124.
Nice.
125. And, right?
125.
Right. And there was...
And my parents and Michelle and Hilliard and my nanny got 124. They were 1 point behind.
Oh, wow. What was the... Do you remember, like, what was the... Well, actually, they got every question, but what did your parents not get, I guess, would be the question. Because that's a shame. But I tell you what, this year there wasn't really any room for arguments. I tried to make it so straightforward that there couldn't be any shade of gray. And if there was, I gave it an option if you can get more than one answer, and I told you that.
And that was when you were asking how many Millennium Falcons there mm-hmm. was. And this is where... And it's actually, I apologize, not the Resistance. It's the Rebels You're Looking For was the team name. The Resistance was Jimmy's mom and family.
The Rebels You're Looking For. The Rebels You're Looking For. Okay, that's a great idea for a name.
So when...
We are the Rebels You're Looking For.
One of the questions that you had was how many Millennium Falcons?
Right.
They were really smart, and so I had to give them points.
They didn't count the toys, did they?
No, they did not count the toys.
Okay.
The Smuggler's Run signs have Millennium Falcons on them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I would have given them a point for one sign. That's a good one.
You said max five.
Right.
And they had more than five. So they still only got 5 points.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, that's smart. I can't not give you credit for that.
Right. Very cool. Because I knew three. So that would have been four.
Yeah.
Nice. So, and that's what it's all about too, because I expect to learn some things when people come back with alternatives to what I thought was like the actual fact. Yeah. It has happened, and we do an on the spot ruling.
I think the toughest one for majority of the rest of the teams were the lights that you had pictures of.
Yes.
Not everybody found all of them.
Mm-hmm. They're just the regular street lights that they have around the different types of on the different areas of the park.
Right. And there was really only one question that everybody was a little confused on. Mm-hmm. And you asked which trilogy of Star Wars does the big Millennium Falcon at Galaxy's Edge appear?
Right. Because I was expecting them to find more than one Falcon. So I figured there's only one big Falcon. Okay.
Right. So they really weren't, like, people were getting confused. I forgot. I'm trying to remember what exactly they said, but it was like, because you gave them first, second, or third. Some people thought it was first, second, or third movie. Some people thought first, second, or third trilogy. So there was a little confusion on that.
Yeah. And it was, of course, the third because it had the rectangle scanner dish.
Yep. And actually, Logan was the only one that knew that, if I'm not mistaken.
Cool.
So.
Okay. Well, good. It sounds like it was a fun time. How about the the Kermit clock wasn't a problem for anybody? And the Miss Piggy clock? Because that was another one that I was kind of like shocked with finding.
I think everybody found the clock. Not everybody found all the hidden Mickeys in the paint. Around Muppet Vision.
Right, the paint job on the ground. Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe one team might not have gotten all the clocks.
So good. That was, and generally, I'm happy everybody got the majority of it. That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, fun. Like I said, between first and second place, there was a 1-point difference. But there really wasn't that far of points. So, I mean, it was a really good turnout. Everybody had fun. Everybody liked all the questions. I mean, hey, Jimmy got my mom to do it, and she had fun.
That's cool. You guys didn't run into any cast members while I was going for the thank you cards, I guess? I'm sure I would have heard that.
Move. Well, Morgan had a boarding group. And then Kim was meeting us there.
Yeah.
So by the time Morgan went to do her boarding group, I just sat on Grand Avenue by myself because I held Morgan's bag and we still had
all the prize bags.
Mm-hmm. Then Kim met me there. And then by the time Morgan got done with her boarding group and came by me and Kim, we had probably an hour left. So we would just went over there and we did like a mobile order at ABC commissary, went and grabbed a bite to eat. And by the time we were done with that, we had groups texting us that they were back.
Oh, nice. Oh, you
were done with eating when I got a text from my mom and Danielle saying, "Where are we meeting again? We're done."
Oh, okay. So it was a little faster then. The one clue that you made me think of it now by Grand Avenue that I thought was the biggest find for me doing the research was the tunnel going into Galaxy's Edge, which I found out is an actual real tunnel in Los Angeles, right outside of Hollywood. And it's really there. I saw pictures of it when I was doing the research. And I actually think I might have actually driven through it when I was out there a couple of years ago. But just cool as hell just to see it.
You're talking about that plaque that's above it?
It's actually there. Yeah, it's on the tunnel.
But you didn't talk about the plaque.
I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, and that's the clue was the plaque above it. And when you see the plaque, the first time I saw it, the only thing that really stood out to me that made sense on the plaque was there was a bear on it. And I know the bear in California is their symbol. So I figured it might. And then when I did more research, I found out what that was. But again, that's why I love to do the scavenger hunts, too, because I learn as much as you guys do by doing it.
Yeah. And then again, some people got that one. Some people didn't. Like I said, I think the winner, it was like a perfect score. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think the other years we've had a perfect score.
It's been close. I don't think we've had perfect either. And again, this year was a little bit more different because I didn't have as hard as it could have been just because I wanted to be there if I had to be able to argue out an answer or something like that. So yeah. We kind of made it a little nicer. Well, awesome, guys. It sounds like you had a great, great meetup weekend. So sorry I missed it, but so happy it turned out so good for you guys.
Yeah, we definitely wish you were there. It would have been a lot more fun having you and Sam there. I mean, Lisa couldn't even be there, and she's local.
Right. Yep.
So it was definitely
a different.
It was different. I mean, I'd be saying that horrible because we were at Disney, but sure.
Yep.
It was not the same, and I hope this is the only year that all of us are not there.
Yep, I hear you. You know, hopefully from your lips to God's ears, next year we all get down there together once more. But we've got a year to plan it. And if you guys want to come along, we're going to be having an 8th annual. No matter what happens, we will be doing it again. We're trying to determine the dates. I'll figure out what park we'll be doing our scavenger hunt in. And we're going to take another shot at that Thursday night fireworks event because I want to watch fireworks with my friends.
Yeah. There should be fireworks.
I've already talked to Ed earlier on the phone and I'm like, all right, I'm going to start looking at dates for next year.
My mom's already asked me, when's next year's meetup? Do we need to go ahead and book a room?
Well, once we set dates, I get the ball rolling on the group rooms. I'll reach out to Disney and get the ball rolling on the group rooms. So,
yep.
And I do have to say, I know normally we do all-star movies for our value, and a lot of us stay at Values just because we're not in the rooms as much during the meetup weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, having staying at Art of Animation, having the Skyliner there for like Friday and Saturday, since we were doing Hollywood and Epcot, was really nice. Like, I would totally be okay with doing Pop and Art of Animation as our Value if Disney gives us that option. That's my personal opinion, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I agree.
The only reason we've done All-Stars in the past is usually because they're less expensive.
Right. Yeah. That's totally the price. Pop is kind of up there now. Art of Animation started up there. But, you know, that's something we'll talk about, and that's something we're going to plan in the future.
This year was ridiculous because I had a preferred room at Movies for $146 a night. And because I had a preferred room, they moved us over to Art. They gave me a suite. So you had the option of a regular room for $126 a night or a suite for $146 a night.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. rooms are normally like $380 a night. So
yeah. Oh, sure. And you're not going to get the deal again next year.
No.
Unfortunately.
I mean, All-Stars is still closed. So that's why it got switched to Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. Because the movie's not
yet. Right.
That's probably it's the only good thing that's come out of COVID.
Was the upgrade.
Sure.
Was the upgrade.
Sure. And the light crowds.
Yeah.
And you know what we're gonna do, guys? Next show we're gonna get back together again. We're gonna have a little bit more of a trip report because I want to talk to you guys about the actual touring of your trips. Because although we're down there for the weekend meetups, you're there a lot of time in front of them, you know, after that too. So we definitely want to catch up with that also, because everything has changed down there right now, and it sounds like it's going to be like that for a little while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Plus, we'll talk about the holidays and things like that, because that's a major thing right now. Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 369. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast, and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening. If you didn't make it to our event this year, definitely try to make it down next year. It's a very, very fun time. And it's something you're definitely going to think about all year round. Okay, for Jimmy, Morgan, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back.
Was the bar open at the Art of Animation? Well, actually, do they have a bar at the Art of Animation?
Yeah, they have the drop-off, the pool bar.
Drop-off.
Okay.
Because it's a Finding Nemo bar or pool.
Say it again.
It's a Finding Nemo pool.
Okay, say it again, but only one of you say it. Any of you say it.
All right, so it's the Finding Nemo pool.
Okay.
So the bar is called the drop-off.